Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
This indeed is America's number one travel radio show. Candidly, folks, we are so far ahead of the competition, we can't even see or feel them. But I promise you, that doesn't mean we take our success for granted and are so thankful for all the blessings that we have. For Destination Spotlight number 77 in our ongoing series, we're about to take you to a place located in the 31st state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1850, known as the Golden State, before we head out to a quaint place on the 101 and the shores of the Humboldt Bay, Eureka, California. A quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
If you listen to the show regularly, then you know Robert and I travel with and enjoy their Platinum Elite collection, and they've just added a new hardside addition to the Platinum Elite collection. It's ultra durable, yet it's really lightweight and definitely built to last, as are all Travel Pro products, while being designed for ultimate convenience and effortless mobility.
You'll save 30% off the Platinum Elite line right now with free shipping at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now it's time to head to the city that means I have found it in Greek, as Kim Burgle, the Vice Mayor of Eureka, is holding for us on that show hotline.
All right, Mary, we are going to go there to the Mayor Pro Tem. Kim, Mary and I welcome you to today's Destination Spotlight on Eureka. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm amazing. How are you?
We are doing very well. Thanks very much for asking. We're going to dive right into Eureka. You know, I can still remember a drive that Mary and I did from the Napa area up to Eureka, ironically, over the July 4th holiday weekend, probably a decade or so now. I think it was probably, 250 miles or so. It took us 4 or 5 hours. And that was because we kept stopping to enjoy all the spectacular views along the way.
It took a little longer because we kept stopping.
You know, we have a longstanding affiliate in your market airing our show, FM 106.3 KINS. I mean, Eureka is a vibrant seaport city. I think it's the largest in about the 600 miles or so between San Francisco and Portland. So how much of the city would you say is a stopover for people traveling? And I would assume the Redwoods are a big draws for you.
Yes, they are. And we are so blessed to have a stand of Redwoods right in our city. You know, we have an entryway that comes in that definitely showcases our Redwoods, but we have trails that have Redwoods in our city. And, of course, we have the Redwood Skywalk over at the zoo now, which is in the canopy of the Redwoods. So the Redwoods are readily available, for sure.
They certainly are. It's a city with Redwoods. It's on the cliff with the ocean view. It's really beautiful.
But if you're going between San Francisco and Portland, you better stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Popular stopover, yeah. So, Kim, when Robert and I first explored Eureka together years ago, we knew about the Redwood connection. But what really surprised me, and I can't underscore it enough, especially as someone who grew up on the East Coast, where you see a lot of Victorian homes, was the number of Victorian homes in Eureka. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, actually, the architecture in Eureka is fabulous. We have the Carson Mansion, which was built by a mill owner a long time ago, and it was made to keep people working. So it's all different types of wood. It's just a beautiful building. And then we have a lot of other architecture. As you drive through town, you'll see different neighborhoods that are completely restored Victorians, different craftsmen, different types of architecture. It's fun to do that, to go on bike tours, like on your bicycle. Mm-hmm. You can rent bikes here and ride all around. And it's really exciting. We have a vibrant old town where there's a lot of the older buildings have been restored again. And, you know, thinking of a particular bar at the Inn at 2nd and C, Fatsy Klein's, beautiful space, very, very elegant and wonderful to be in, very old style. So we have a lot of that happening here.
Yeah, just stunning. And so in addition to the Redwoods and the architecture, as Robert mentioned, better drive up there. Those ocean views are stunning. I'm thinking of Fort Humboldt State Historic Park. That comes to mind with its cliff views. You mentioned the zoo, the Sequoia Zoo, oldest zoo in California. So just touch a little bit on that and Blue Ox Millworks Park.
Yes. So our Sequoia Park Zoo is over 100 years old, and it is the smallest accredited zoo, I believe, one of them here in the United States. We have changed the focus of the zoo. It's more about conservation and education now, which is really great. We have a lot of local animals in there, as well as others. And just recently, we've opened up our Redwood Skywalk, which is a walk above the canopy of the Redwoods. And
that must be beautiful.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. It's fabulous. You have to come out and go on there.
Well,
for the grand opening, we had a yoga session on the actual canopy walk.
I'd be all over that.
Oh, it was wonderful. And then we did some forest bathing in the forest.
Yeah.
The highest point is 100 feet, And the awesome thing is that it is ADA accessible. So, like, if you're here with your grandma or, you know, something like that, everybody can go up on that. So it makes it accessible to everybody, which is wonderful.
Kim, listen, I mean, there's so much that we could talk about there, but we only have about 20 seconds or so with you. So it's the one question. Listen, we love the passion
about your
city. That is
going
to engage people on it. I certainly love that. But give us an interesting fact or something you think's unique about Eureka that's going to entice our visitors even more so to come visit.
Yeah, so we have this wonderful art mural festival that happens every year. So we have a very rich community of artists here locally. So we have artisans that sell their goods. We have murals all over our city. We have a lot. We're talent-rich in Eureka.
There we are. Talent-rich and thriving art community. Definitely something to check out. Kim, thank you very much for joining us, folks. You can certainly find out a lot more at visiteureka.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.
Kim, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, everyone. 77 destinations have now been completed in our ongoing series, and you can find all of the others on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight.
Yeah, and we didn't get to Blue Ox, and it's a fully functioning Victorian job shop. Really interesting out there.
So check that out as well.
Yeah.
It's time for us to wrap Hour 1. It's great having you aboard with us today, and every weekend at this time, we still have another new hour straight ahead, and after these messages, we'll all be back with Hour 2. Keep your radios locked in, folks, or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.